Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, November 10th, 2014, and it is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. We have a wonderful guest here today, Paul from Healthy Life Workshops, and he's going to be discussing No More Butts and Guts and some other activities and things that they have going on and how you can lose weight and keep it off and look fit, especially around this time of year. So I'm very excited to be able to interview him today. And without further ado, I'd like to bring him on the show. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Well, thank you very much. I think this is my second radio interview in my life, so hopefully I'll come across real well. Thank you, everybody. Healthy Life Workshops is the name of our company, and No More Butts and Guts is the name of our weight loss seminar. In brief, the weight loss seminar, what happened here was that I've spent a long time trying to figure out how to lose weight and find the bottom line correct answers. It's not a matter of being right. It's a matter of being correct. And thankfully, we've developed this class to where we teach people the right answers that have worked for everybody that's tried the methods that we have. And it's real simple, just a matter of eliminating certain things from your diet. I do have with me one of our training facilitators, Elisa Dowell.
Hello, Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to be here today. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for being here as well. So, how did you come up with the name? I know that a lot of people are curious about that. And some of the people that I talked to about the radio interview before, I had you on today actually asked me, how did they come up with that name? That's so quirky.
Well, that's a great question, of course. Thank you very much. Well, I'm a bit of a quirky person. I think that's safe to say in a polite way. And I think a lot and tend to be quite creative sometimes. And your radio audience is familiar with the unseen world, the psychic world, and what I can do and a lot of people can do is you just kind of put yourself under ask a question to the universe, to God, and just kind of sit back and let something come into your mind. It can take a day or two. And I wanted an attractive name for the business, which we've now changed to the workshop name, that is gets right to the point. And no more butts with two T's, and guts means, lose those body parts. But also part of our class is we have no more butts with one T, and that means no more excuses. So we have no more excuses and no more weight, and it just kind of came to me, and it has a really good sound to it, and everybody I told it to laughed and liked it.
Well, I mean, it's an attention grabber. When most people think of weight loss or, getting fit, they've heard all the normal terminology for it, and then that one, it was a little bit of an eye catcher when I saw that. I was like, that's interesting. But it also kind of gets to the point, too. tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in health and weight loss.
Well, sure. Thank you very much. I could talk a lot with only one or two questions, so I hope everybody would like to hear what's going on. Well, the way I kind of start my story is that I was 22 years old, 6 foot tall, I still am, and 205 pounds. And boy, is that great. You just don't realize how really, how awesome you are. Anybody in their early 20s, they just don't realize that you're just in a really great place in life and really healthy. And I settled down to what was become a 20-year relationship, marriage, with a wonderful lady who loved to cook for me. And my mother was alive at the time, and she loved to cook for me. And I quickly went from 205 pounds to 245, basically, in 6 months. And then I had gone up from there over time. And I'm a problem-solving kind of person. My career actually is a computer consultant. And if I don't fix your computer, I don't get paid. And so I just kind of have this attitude. I said I'm quirky. This quirky attitude is there's answers. There's answers to almost anything in life. You just have to be open and willing and receptive to those answers to come to you. And you can't predetermine the answer. You have to ask for what do you want, not how do you want it to happen. And I, for 22 years, told the universe, I want to lose this weight. And I went through many trials and tribulations, you could say. One of the simplest was just being willing to be comfortable out in public at the beach, feeling so big and heavy. And one of the lessons from this was learning a lot of self-acceptance, a lot of self-love, because me and you and every one of your audience out there, is a wonderful person, a beautiful person, and anything that you see that in your mind that detracts from that, well, that's probably one of our lessons to learn. So one of the first things was just becoming used to being heavy, but knowing that I could find the answer. And it took 22 years. At one point, I had blood clots and fell really ill from blood clots. And it turned out that diet is so critical to our health and our frame of mind, how we feel, how we get through life, how long we live. And people don't necessarily have the right answers about food. Some of the things that we bring up is like canola oil. Any arm's length analysis of canola shows you that it's bad, but a lot of people don't know that. And changing your mind to that is difficult. Well, it was really easy for me to change my mind. In fact, I tried 10 days of, if you heard of Shaklee products, I did Shaklee protein shakes for 10 days and lost no weight. I was walking 10 miles a day for a while and lost no weight. And I hadn't changed my diet. I hadn't known the key things about diet that had to change. And that's what we present in the No More Butts and Guts workshop. Because the goal being to reduce insulin, and insulin is what leads to butts and guts, basically. Butts and women and guts and guys. And so when I discovered that, and I quickly lost about 50, 60 pounds in the first couple months. And the most incredible thing that matters, I have to say the most, is that 2 days, 42 hours after deciding to change my diet, I woke up, got out of bed, and felt really, really good. I felt real happy, happy to be alive, and those dietary changes got into, now this is conjecture, I always like to separate because I'm not a medical professional, I'm just a person with life experiences. It's conjecture that my serotonin was allowed to go up because that's the drug that makes you feel good. And ever since that morning, I felt really good. And so it's been changes that for 7 or 8 years now, been down about 50 pounds and very healthy. Ended up curing, maybe curing is not the right word to use for legal purposes, but I have no more blood clots. I have no more blood clot issues. And it's all because of dietary changes.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm glad to hear you're very healthy now. That's also good as well. Everybody needs to be healthy. I've heard a lot of things about weight loss and staying healthy and so forth. Why do you think it's so hard for people? They try diets, they try exercise, I've heard it all. I've heard from, don't eat meat to, make sure you exercise half an hour a day to, if you just eliminate caffeine, that'll do the trick. I've heard it all. So why do you think it's so hard for people to lose weight?
Well, a fantastic question. And what I find when I hear people say that in radio interviews, oh, what a great question. It seems so corny to hear that. I hope I'm not sounding corny. But you are asking, the core questions that need to be answered. And because of the, my way of looking at things, I have to take it back one step. Instead of what will make people lose weight, what will allow people to learn that information. Okay. Now, for example, here's a classic. This is a classic Paul story. This is a story within a story within a story that tells you many things in a simple little story. So I'm working at a guy's house as a computer technician on his computer, and he's a U of M organic chemist. And so I don't know if you catch my attitude, but I'm a lot like a little kid. I'm easily excited. I love life. I love to pursue interesting things. And so I discovered the No More Butts and Guts weight loss principles that were used. And so I wanted to ask this guy some medical questions. And I said, hey, I'm busy telling people that you can't get calcium out of dairy products. Is this true? And he says, yes, absolutely, that you cannot get calcium out of dairy. And I said, can I tell you my story that I tell people? And he goes, yeah. And I said, the cow eats the dark green plant and gets the calcium. And he goes, yes. And I said, then the cow attaches a protein to that calcium to move it through the body to make use of it. He goes, yes. And then the cow excretes that basically as a waste product. And he goes, yes. And so then when the human consumes it, because it's got an animal-based sulfur protein attached to it, the dairy will just suck calcium out of your bones to balance that. And he goes, no, not quite. If you have enough phosphates in your diet from fruits and vegetables, the dairy won't necessarily draw calcium out of your bones. Otherwise, it will. Okay, so what do we have here? We have a story where I was willing to check information that I already thought I knew. I was partly wrong, so I learned the right answer. And I'm here bragging to you, to an unknown radio audience of millions of people, that I was wrong, that I made a mistake. And how many people do that? Well, I do that in order to get the right answer. And the right answer is that no, dairy does not necessarily suck calcium out of your bones, but it can if you have a typical pop and chip diet. Okay, so now the fourth story out of this is that we now know the answer to dairy and calcium. When people are so, shocked with, people say dairy is good, people say dairy is bad, which one do I believe? Well, let's look at these simple steps. Cow ate the calcium, cow excreted the calcium in a different form. It's actually acidic. You could stick a little piece of paper into milk and see that's acidic, the kind of paper that turns red or blue, depending on whether something's acid. So you can prove that dairy is acid. So then the next step for people is to just let go and believe. It doesn't matter that your doctor told you that dairy builds strong bones. It doesn't matter that Kraft International Corporation, worth billions of dollars, right there on the package says build strong bones. You have to find your own answer. I found my answer. I'm telling you what and how I found it in order for you, the audience, to discover these same answers. In other words, I don't want to tell you anything. I really want you to go figure it out, but here's the answers I figured out, and that gives you a heck of a boost, a heck of a jump start. Does that kind of make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it kind of surprises me because, I've heard that before. You drink your milk, you need your calcium, eat your dairy, you need your calcium and so forth. And ironically, I'm actually lactose intolerant, so I can't have milk. I can't have dairy. It makes me sick. So, and I do have a vitamin D and a calcium deficiency. So, I actually don't follow that rule of, try to swallow some milk to get the calcium in the bones and all that. I actually just take calcium supplements and vitamin D supplements because that's easier for me and doesn't make me sick.
if milk is making you sick, it's a poison. And people are so latched into some of these foods, some of these things that they're used to their whole life. And we could go on and on about dairy. First of all, what you go to the store and buy is not milk. It's a commercial product designed to last on the shelves and designed not to provide the health benefits that pure raw milk could provide to people. Now, I don't personally know about pure raw milk. One of the people that we're learning from Tony Pantelaresco across the water here in Canada. He's a firm believer that if you could get just straight raw milk out of the cow, that's the healthiest thing you could ever have. But we simply don't have that available. And because of the hormones in there and everything, and again, let's dip into the your audience's awareness of things psychic and spiritual. I'm talking to a trance channeler, you know, like Edgar Casey, that kind of a way to access information. What I got was that if you're over 8 years old, you just shouldn't touch milk. There isn't anything there for you. But you have to realize, you know, this will sound a teeny bit cynical, but there's people out there, there's companies out there that kind of put a little more priority on making money than providing something of most benefit. And so that's where my quirkiness comes back in. I do everything upside down. I'll tell you I can be wrong. I tell you I might not have all the right answers. They've really worked for me. I've cured blood clot, or let's say reverse blood clots. Oh, my goodness. Here, let's pause for a second, and I'll go through my personal list of things that I've cured and or reversed. And again, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. Let's see. No more foot fungus, foot warts. No more peripheral vascular disease. No more deep vein thrombosis. No more acid reflux. Let's see. I sleep well at night. I can hear real well. I can see real well. I have a lot of energy. And, I'm kind of new to this radio thing, and I'm getting lost. Some of my usual speeches. I'm trying to think what else I've reversed. There's just so many medical things. And the first thing is attitude. You have to have the attitude that you can heal and grow and change your body for the better. And that's the first step. That's the first step in any of this that we're talking about.
Well, I definitely agree. You have to have the attitude. But what you're saying is people need to pay closer attention to what they put in their body. Basically what common misconceptions that are out there, you know, what people are saying on TV and commercials might not actually be true. They need to find out what they're putting in their body and if it's good for them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the first, it's very difficult for people to wrap their mind around something they've been told their whole life might not be true. I don't personally have a problem with that, but I think I stand unique among most people. And that's the first part, is to realize that everything you know isn't necessarily true. Now, if you'd like, I can give some explanations of why people operate this way. What happens is our self-identity is really important. Okay, my name is Paul, and if you're calling me Steve, I'd probably feel a little tiny bothered because I'm Paul, not Steve. Well, that works at many, many different levels. I have information that's contrary to what a doctor knows, that doctor feels very threatened because he identifies who he is with what he knows. And what I've done, and what I suggest to everybody out there that wants to take further steps in growth and learning, is to release what you know from who you are. Separate emotional responses to things to just logical, intelligent awareness. And I'm not minimizing emotions, but what I mean is a reactionary kind of a thing. If somebody comes up to a parent and says something about your child getting in trouble, you know, your first emotional reaction is to get mad at that person and deny that your child could have done that. But the best way to love your child is to accept the fact that somebody thinks they were up to something and see what's really going on. It's just that simple. You just say, oh, well, you know, maybe my kid did that. Let's go find out. You know, and it turns out that no, you know, it wasn't. It was mistaken identity. But you couldn't have found that if you had that big emotional reaction. Well, a lot of these things, in fact, this is the reason I started the business. I love to just talk and share these things with people anywhere in public, anywhere I might go. But this isn't for everybody. You know, talking to somebody about rocket science, if they're not a rocket scientist, they don't really care to hear about it. So by offering the No More Butts and Guts workshop, these are people that are saying, yes, Paul, we want to learn this stuff. Now, we're going to sit down You know, you may have things we've never heard before. You may have ideas we've not thought before. But we're going to basically listen to you. We're going to spend a few minutes and see what you have to say. And then when in doing so, one gentleman, a customer of mine that actually gave this advice to, he didn't take the class, his first month, he lost 67 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
That's supposed to sound awful and terrible, and you shouldn't lose weight that fast. But I can't disagree with how that sounds awful in a sense. But his second month was just 17 pounds, so his body, you know, just is like a dam breaking. You got the surge of activity, of water, and then things settled. So he literally, I mean, that's over 2 pounds a day, but that shows you that how sensitive your body is to food and input and how eager your body wants to return to good health. In fact, the two biggest things I can stress here is that after doing the discovering the No More Butts and Guts workshop information, took 42 hours for me to feel really, really, really good. And did this guy, Jim C., as we call him, his last name begins with a C, 67 pounds his first month, 17 pounds his second month, for, what's that, 84 pounds in 2 months, or 42 pounds in 2 months, just by very small changes to his diet. And the secret isn't in not eating either. You have to eat. It's knowing what to eat, what to avoid, and having the bottom line right answer. And we back up our workshop with books from doctors. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with many of the popular books out there. And, you know, we quote stuff from medical doctors and show what they've discovered, what they've had to say. And then I stand in front of people with my before and after picture. I still have more weight to lose, but, you know, I'm an excellent example for what we have to teach here.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about your workshops. What do they entail? You know, you just mentioned that you definitely talk about what doctors are discovering and what works and what doesn't, but what else do they entail? You know, do you guys talk about exercise and how that can work? And if I came to one of your workshops, what would it be like for me?
Well, first of all, it's a fun, pleasant, upbeat experience. Oh, it's kind of broken down into two parts. We have what I've explained here a little bit, that it's hard to learn new things. So I explain to people that, basically, about the difficulty in learning new things. And what we suggest is that you look at the class a little bit like you're in a movie, kind of suspend disbelief, just like you believe in lasers and spaceships when you watch a movie. And then you can absorb the information. You can process it. You can look at it. And so that's the first part of the class. The next part of the class is going over the dietary information that I found. Some of the peripheral things, you know, like corn oil being poison and canola, that type of thing. But we've got a couple of real key points. It's kind of hard to get into it. You know, how you mentioned one little thing, there's a whole dam full of information breaking loose. But so the net result of the class is that people look at food a different way. They feel good. You know, they know that starving themselves doesn't work. And, you know, we show the right answers that we found and how they work. And I just kind of take it from there. It turns out that, we do have an action plan. Yeah, Elisa's helping here. In fact, do you want to talk about the action plan? This would be great. You got a
Hi, I'm Elisa. I'm one of the training facilitators, and I was just mentioning to Paul that we do give people a take-home action plan, and with that, we explain why he goes over all the information of the whys of the action plan, and then I put together things that people can easily implement into their lives. So it's it gives you practical tips to do. And then also we are having ongoing support for people.
So this isn't just like a one-time thing, or you come in and, you know, you get the diet and you go home. You guys actually support them through the whole entire process.
Yes, we basically give all the information they need in the class, but sometimes that's not enough for people and they need to touch back in. It can get, once you're out in your daily life and you're facing stresses and all different kinds of challenges, sometimes you just need that extra emotional support or inspiration, and we are going to provide that with a once-a-month meeting, a support, sort of like a meetup group, support group, and also email support and calling whenever people need to touch back in or have questions, because questions do inevitably come up. You can't get totally, when you change your lifestyle that much, you need to kind of touch back in sometimes and get that extra support.
Well, you know, now that we have you on, where are the workshops located? And I guess cost-wise,
yes, we're in Livonia on Schoolcraft Road. It's technically, our address is 38099 Schoolcraft Road. We're in an office building. We have a classroom available to us, and the cost-wise, we run the class for $99. We do have specials available, so if people want to contact us, we have our no more butts and guts at yahoo.com email, and we can we have a bring a friend special right now.
Well, I hope we have plenty of listeners out there that are keeping that in mind. You know, bring a friend. Do you find that those that kind of come with somebody tend to be able to stick with the program longer? Or, you know, because that old myth, like, you know, if I can get my friend to go to the gym with me, then I might stick with it as opposed to me going by myself. So do you find that if somebody works with a friend or a spouse or a colleague that they have an easier time sticking with the program?
Well, of course, that's always the case. Now, we are new at this, so we don't have a huge amount of documentation yet. Part of what we're doing is offering each person that goes to the class, we give them an anonymous student number so that, you know, their personal information isn't revealed. And we keep track of them and let them check in with their weight and how they're feeling and stuff like that. But in the years leading up to starting the company, and the people that I've talked to, the friends that I've educated, the steps that I have taken, quite consistently, if you have other people in your household that believe and see, you know, the healthier way to eat, it's certainly much easier. But part of some of what this takes is just a personal inner knowingness or strength that says, you know, like, for example, just pick on something, and this isn't the core of the class, but it's real easy. Soy is not healthy at all. Soy is only to grow with your crops in order for those crops to get better nitrogen. So you're in a house with a whole bunch of family and friends, family members, and you're looking at the products in the cabinet that keep saying soy, soy, soy. I admit it takes a lot of strength to do that. Now, if there's two people in the house, and then somebody could say, you know what, everything that has the word soy on it, we're throwing away in the garbage. And then you can second it and say, yep, I agree. And now you get two people on the and that can make a change. So I certainly encourage people to bring any family or friends. It can make a big difference mentally. However, because of the steps that we suggest people take, and when they take it, they feel so darn good, it's pretty easy to just stick with it and keep going and get healthy. It's kind of amazing. It's amazingly simple because we have found, you know, the bottom line, simple, correct, easy answers. You know, we've all been, I've tried all the crazy stuff I mentioned, and we've all been there. We all really just want to get healthy. And when you discover the bottom line thing, the one thing that works, the start, the core of everything else, it's really easy. I mean, gee, if you feel so happy in 2 days, if you're down 7 or 8 or 9 pounds in a week, or even 2 or 3 pounds, you know, you give yourself your own support in that case. So I want to discourage anybody from coming alone, but it's kind of an of course thing that if you have friends and family support you, you'll have a better chance of success.
Now, you know, you talked a little bit about your health issues, you know, kind of depleting and so forth. And I do know, you know, you don't have you're a medical background. You're not a medical professional. But I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. You know, there are a lot of people out there who do want to lose the weight. They do, you know, want to do the exercising and so forth and so on. But they have, you know, pre-existing medical conditions. And that limits them slightly. You know, do you work with that? And how do you work with that?
Well, that's let's get corny again and say, excellent question. but you're getting right to the point, though. What happens is, well, let's pause and think about someone losing 67 pounds in a month. How truly wrong has the input been to his body in order for it to be that far off? You know? And so what happens is a number of medical conditions can just go away in the experience I've had. In other words, a lot of these medical conditions might be caused by diet, and by making these simple changes to one's diet, it may eliminate these medical conditions. Now, I have a deeper knowledge of this, but I don't want to tread into an area where I sound like I'm giving medical advice. I don't want to take over someone's medical authority, but I do have quite crystal clear experiences. And when making these changes, your body is given the opportunity to get healthy, and your body truly, truly wants to be healthy. There's quite a number of medical conditions that can be and are completely reversed. And in fact, it's shocking enough to talk to people about this weight loss that it's a whole other class that we'll have where we get into a lot of these other things. People just don't realize the true incredible healing power of the body. What happens is they start to own diseases and own problems. I have this, I have that. Here's a really good example. Let's hope that this will help people out there. But one of the doctors that we use for our class, he actually discovered that cystic fibrosis is not an inherited disease, but it's dietary. And so here is this incredible problem where your lungs are all plugged up and you know, you're not going to live past 18 and you know, a really miserable situation. And lots of pills, a lot of medicine, lots of love between family members and driving the son or the child to the doctor and all the things that go on in terms of human spirit. And these are all beautiful things, but we really don't want our kid to have cystic fibrosis. We really don't want our kid to die at 18, nor do we want to die at 36 or 40 or 50 if we don't need to. Well, something as terrible and nasty and life-threatening as cystic fibrosis is simply reversed and completely cured with the right minerals. I believe it's selenium, but again, I'm not quoting that. And this guy actually got a Nobel Prize with Dr. Wallach. Yeah, actually got a Nobel Prize for figuring this stuff out. So here's one of the nastiest diseases going on. It's horrible for you, or if you have it, horrible if your loved one, your child has it. And yet it's simply cured by eating properly, by having a full diet, having the missing trace minerals. So what happens with the No More Bunsen Guts workshop is these few simple changes can, and I have to say do, in my experience, make big, significant changes to a person and their health.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to bring up that question because, like I said, I know a lot of people out there that have health issues. And for them, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make those changes because we're stuck in that pattern. You know, we feel that grit and that grime, and, you know, as much as we want to feel better, just, you know, working up that energy when you have a health issue to do that, it's not always a walk in the park, but it's good to know that, you know, some of these small changes could actually help your health, you know, and like you said, there's small changes, they're dietary changes. So it's not necessarily about walking 10 miles a day, but maybe starting to avoid soy and some of these other things that, you know, are not good. Now, I don't know if you can answer this question, but funny enough, this was something that me and my husband were talking about the other night, because we want to be healthier too. And we were talking about, you know, changing our diets and working on that. And do you find that, you know, after you kind of go through the dietary plan, a lot of it involves eating more organically and naturally?
Well, it's, you're asking a tough question based on the knowledge that I have. I know of people that closed down their organic farms in Oregon because the farmer said it's impossible to be organic. In fact, because of neighboring farms and chemicals and stuff like this. In fact, here, let me share one of my quirky, Paul, I'm going to use that word a few times because it beats some other words that have described me. Odd is one of them. But one of my quirky little life experiences is attending a trance channeling session. And again, that's just like the work of Edgar Cayce, where spirit is being tapped into through a channeling. And you'll be amazed. I usually like to set this up as a riddle, but there's one thing that everybody can do to their food when they sit down and eat that can make it better. And it's a long time tradition in many people. And I've had very few people guess this, but if you actually say thanks, if you say grace and give thanks for the food, that tells the universe that your intent at that level. And according to the trance channeling, which is, I've got advice there that's cured many diseases and been very credible advice, and it's said that better than organic is simply to say grace and give thanks over your food.
Very interesting. The reason why I brought that question up is because, you know, a lot of people out there believe now that, you know, okay, stop going to Kroger's and start going to Whole Foods.
Well, of course.
And buying, you know, all these Whole Foods and these, you know, organic this and organic that. And me and my husband were discussing it the other night because, to be honest with you, it's a lot cheaper to go to Kroger. You know, it's a lot cheaper to buy a gallon of milk than to go into a health food store and buy organic milk or, you know, cheese or bread or any of those things. You know, your price of groceries goes up just, you know, to eat healthy. And, you know, me and him were discussing the other night, we wonder if that's why so many people don't want to eat healthy is because of the cost effectiveness.
Well, let's see here. You've covered a couple of points. Part of it is knowing what to eat. Some of the things that you've mentioned are things that are not to be eaten, actually. What I do, I guess, let's talk about my experience, because my food costs are not that much, is I shop at the farmer's market, and that's where I get fruit, vegetables, things like that. Well, fruit's kind of imported. It's the same fruit at the farmer's market here in Michigan as you get at Kroger anywhere, because a lot of it has to come in from elsewhere, but I do support the local farmers. And, eggs cost a little more this way. Goodness sakes. Well, here's the thing. First of all, the net cost is less because I don't have any medical expenses. Unless it's break a bone or something like that, I simply have no medical expenses. By carrying the blood clots, that saved me $35, $40 a month in Coumadin, Coumadin warfarin. So that's $500 a year that I could apply to healthy eating, you know what I mean? And so the net cost of good health, it is cheaper. But again, it's knowing what to eat, what to buy, just trading off going to Kroger for Whole Foods. Well, Whole Foods has got 30-35% GMO, and they don't tell you about that. If you want to look up a YouTube video on that, GMO and Whole Foods, you'll see a guy talking to somebody in the store trying to get them to admit that stuff was GMO that was GMO. So this automatically, again, this is the thing about people learning information and discovering real answers. The real answer might not just be switching from Kroger to Whole Foods. It might be knowing what to get from Kroger, what to get from Whole Foods, what to get from the farmer's market, and what to never touch again for the rest of your life. There's foods that fit into that category.
Well, thank you for that answer, and I think it's a wonderful answer.
Oh, thank you.
It's one of those things that a lot of people think about. You know, when I talk to people that I know, that's part of the reason why they're afraid to get healthy. You know, they're afraid to eat right because of cost. You know, they're worried about, you know, putting another $100 to $200 on their grocery bill a month just to eat right. But, you kind of covered it in a really well way. You know, if you have health issues and you are eating right, then you're not paying, you know, for those medical bills anymore. You're not covering those things. And it is more about knowing what to eat and do. So I think your answer was really good.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. I'm a little off the cuff here. Thanks, Courtney. I appreciate that. One more issue on that is if you shop the way I shop, if you buy the foods as suggested by the No More Butts and Guts Health Workshop, there's your grocery bill won't go up because there's an awful lot of stuff that you just can't eat. You know, some of this, excuse me for the language, I'm going to say the word crap. A lot of people buy stuff that's crap, but what they don't realize is that there is an addiction, that certain foods are addictive, and it makes them, you know, like cocaine in a sense, makes them want more and more and more. And once they break free and they don't buy the crappy foods, then that, again, leaves money to buy better foods. And I really don't pay much more than anybody else. I just don't, there's an awful lot of junky stuff that I just don't touch anymore, a lot of processed foods. I shop the edge of the store, and the inside, the middle of the store, that's paper towels and Kleenex, you know. So that's an important thing for people to realize. And plus, we've got a number of recipes that it's just a fantastic way to eat and real simple to pull together and fun. I don't know. Let me share a really important thought, if I may. What is kind of the most important thing in life, one of the most important things, and it's to feel good. You know, we're here to feel good. You know, you have a marriage because it feels good. You have a child because it feels good. I teach these classes I give to people because it feels good. And people don't, they need permission sometimes. In fact, let me announce permission to your entire radio audience. Hello, everybody. You now have permission to feel good, to feel happy. You're here in this world for many reasons, but you're allowed to feel happy, to feel good. If you want the better food from the organic store, go get it. If eating, you know, Cheetos late at night makes you feel sick and miserable, well, then don't do it. Avoid the things that make you feel bad and just follow what makes you feel good. And that's the core of what we have. I feel so fantastic by being healthy, and I eat a lot of food. This has got nothing to do with quantity of food. It's the right food, and I just feel really awesome. And I just had a birthday. I just turned 54. Now, I'm a little nasally right now, and that's because I haven't had enough water. Water cures that, and if I drink too much water, I'm going to have to leave the radio interview and go to the bathroom. So, you know, I sound a little stuffed, but trust me, as soon as this is over, I'm going to pound a bottle of Absolut Pure spring water, and this nasalness will just go right away. And I want to give people permission. You have permission to be healthy. You have permission to feel good. Give yourself that permission. It is easy. Don't argue with yourself and say, oh, well, this is bad for me, but, well, just don't. Love yourself enough. You'll love yourself with everything you do. And if you love yourself with everything you do, my rules is I'm not eating soy. I'm not eating corn because it's poison. Did I grow up with corn on the cob? Absolutely. Do I love corn on the cob? Absolutely. Does it love me? I don't think so. All corn is GMO. It's not even something designed for a mammalian body. So I love something else instead of the corn. You know, I have extra feta and olive oil and sea salt on my salad or something. It's, it's just really easy to feel good, and people just need to know it's okay to feel good.
Well, you know, I think you bring up a really good point. You know, most people, I don't want to say look for the stress, but we all have very stressful lives, and sometimes that's our focus, is getting through the stress as opposed to feeling good and feeling blessed and feeling thankful, you know. And then that just makes us human, but I'm glad that you made that point. You know, we all want to feel good, and we deserve that. I wanted to ask you a couple more questions, even though I see that we are, you know, below the 15-minute line. We have about 14 minutes left in this show. But one of my questions was how do you feel about supplementation?
Well, quite simply, any and every bit of evidence and analysis of supplementation points to it being of great benefit. The entire animal industry uses supplementation because they don't have insurance for animals, medical insurance, and it's a whole lot cheaper to be healthy than to try to fix an unhealthy animal. So if we've been giving our animals across the country, our farm animals, mineral supplementation for goodness sakes, I don't know how long, at least 40, 50, 60, 70 years, well, you know, we're mammals too. You know, maybe that would apply to us. And there's a number of really bright people that have figured that out and have discovered, an aneurysm is lacking a certain mineral. You know, if you have aneurysms, if you have this, if you have that. So many things are tied to lacking certain minerals that, in my belief and opinion, is that supplementation is critical.
Well, just as a pointer, for those out there listening that don't know what supplementation is, can you explain it just a tad bit?
Right, absolutely. Plants in today's soils are not extracting enough of the right minerals anymore, and these minerals are needed to build the body. You know, we've all heard of things, you know, whether, you know, it's carbon and sulfur and you know, all these little things that people are used to hearing about. Well, these are all needed to build our body. And if they're not there, the body simply can't recreate a mineral, you know, something that came from the earth like that. So you have to take it in. And if you're not taking it in your diet, you have to add it to your diet. But you also have to add it in the correct way. Again, it goes back to business people trying to sell things that may or may not be effective. I mean, I'm a firm believer in peach fusion from Dr. Wallach. I'm a firm believer in Vermont Food Sciences' product called Superior Care, and I feel that these have made significant differences. Now, there's other supplementation. For example, the five most important things a person needs in a day that I've discovered. Actually, I'm repeating somebody else's information, but I just, you know what I'm saying, is water, iodine, iron, sea salt, baking soda. Now, how many people in the radio audience out there actually make sure or even know that they need these five things every single day? For example, let's pick on one thing, iodine supplementation is absolutely critical. Iodine is used in every cell in the body, and when you have a thyroid problem, the doctors start giving you pills instead of iodine supplementation. And so that's one of the things that we suggest to people. And that's one of the top five things you need in a day. So there's a lot of things people don't know that we cover in the class. And we explain the sources. You know, where do we get this information? Why do we believe that it's true? Because we don't want to be just another person telling you what to believe. We want to allow you to find your own answers. And so, yes, yeah, supplementation is critical. I explain my experience in it. I explain that what doctors that, you know, have suggested that we believe in. And, yeah, it's vital.
Well, I have one final question. Because I know we're getting a little bit of short on time, but I find 9 times out of 10 that most people are afraid of diets and eating healthy because they're afraid that they're going to either be starved or they're not going to be able to eat anything at all. You know,
right.
That, you know, they can't have chocolate, they can't have this, you know. I know that's a lot of people's fears, like, you know, well, I can only have a small plate of food, you know, and then I'm starving. And so how does your workshop handle that?
Well, you see, it's not based on quantity of food. My story's a little scattered, but when I lost the weight, okay, I ate more food than I ever ate my whole life. I quit working out. I was drinking 2 to 3 beers every day, and yet I lost 50 pounds. So that shows, now I'm not suggesting drinking, and I happen to not drink anymore. It's been many years, but I want to be honest with people. And the honest answer is that what we eat is so critical. It didn't matter that I wasn't working out. It didn't matter that I was drinking beer. It didn't matter that I ate a lot of food. I got super healthy anyway, and that's how critical this is. It's easy. It's easy to get healthy when you know the right answers, and finding the right answers is tough, and I found that. But then believing the right answer is tough. Well, I help people with that as well. So, no, I eat a lot of food. Oh, goodness sakes, I eat too much. But I keep losing weight and keep getting healthy because I know what to eat. And more critical would be, and I think Elise would agree with this, what not to eat. You know, it's really what not to eat is the big thing. So it's not starving, and it's, you know, trust me, I eat too much. But it doesn't make me overweight, because that's not what makes you overweight.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I know that that's one thing that people always worry about with dieting is, you know, starving, you know, Weight Watchers and some of these, you know, main diet programs out there. It's all about counting carbs and calories and proportion size. And, you know, I mean, I've heard the myth that you're not supposed to eat on a dinner plate. You're actually supposed to eat on a smaller plate because it cuts your proportions down. And that's how you lose weight. I mean, I think a lot of us out there have heard it all, you know.
Well, here's a little mini sample of something. If you don't eat enough food, your body's going to think you're starving, right? So if you're starving, your body's going to want to store every bit of food that you eat, right? So eating too little food won't make you lose weight. It'll trigger your body to store more weight. Mm-hmm. See, so many things are exactly backwards from what you'd expect. That's why I had to develop a 90-minute class to teach people, because wrap your head around that. But in our class, when I explain it and we question and answer, you realize, oh, goodness sakes, yeah. If I starve the body wants to store as much food as it can, so don't starve the body. So it's not portions. Unless they're too small.
Well, I, you know, I appreciate the answer. we are running a little bit short on time now, so I'm going to ask you that if you could please give out your information, that people can contact you and find out more about the workshops and so forth and so on. And then I was also going to ask you if you could leave us with some final words or just some final information, you know, before we run out of time.
Sure. Awesome. Well, like I said, there's been a little confusion. We're now Healthy Life Workshops. So healthylifeworkshops.com. And that site's not developed yet. We're really scrambling with a lot of stuff. It's been a really exciting time. No more butts with 2 T's and guts. No more butts and guts at yahoo.com is the email. The website where you can kind of see my before and after picture is nomorebuttsandguts.com, and that's butts with 1 T or 2 T's. So, and I'll repeat this slowly. I sometimes talk a little fast, but no more buttsandguts.com. And you can reach us by phone at 734-386-9002. And I'll repeat that. That's a 734 area code, 386-9002. And we certainly enjoy email. And we're also getting on Facebook with Healthy Life Workshops. And we'll be involved with Instagram and that type of thing. And that is that enough information? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're offering classes Monday through Fridays. Yeah, for contacting us, yeah, the office is open Monday through Friday, so when you call the 734-386-9002, you'll catch us in the office. And then final words is, life is a beautiful, beautiful gift, and you, each one of you, is the center of your own universe, and you got to take care of that universe. You have to love yourself, and loving yourself means listening to this radio interview, learning new ideas, trying new things, and growing and increasing. I believe that we're like the eyes and ears for the universe, for God, and it's our mission, our job to discover beauty and love and to give that to others as much as we can.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and allowing me to interview you. A lot of fun, you and I can hear her in the background too. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Courtney.
And I think that you gave a lot of wonderful information out to our listeners today. And we actually did have a few listeners in chat today, so they were kind of typing along with you and talking about different things that you were saying. So you gave out a lot of wonderful information, and I highly recommend that. If you're interested in getting healthy and losing weight and feeling good about yourself, that you contact Paul and Healthy Life Workshops. And you can also find his ad in the monthly magazine, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. You can look in there and actually find it. Or you can go to bodymindspiritguide.com and look through the magazine. It's on the website under PDF format, and you can actually find his ad and everything that involves. So I want to thank you so much for being here today and once again allowing me to talk with you.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't know there was a blog. I'll look it up, and if there's anybody there and it's still running, I'll answer some questions.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure everybody would greatly appreciate that. So I want to wish you great success. I definitely hope that some people get a hold of you and contact you, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Well, awesome, Courtney. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to people like this. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And if you're listening live, you've been listening with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. I had a wonderful opportunity to interview Paul today from Healthy Life Workshops and No More Butts and Guts. He gave out some wonderful information today and definitely some information on how to connect with him. If you are ever interested in being interviewed here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, or you would like to grow a workshop, product, class, your personal business, anything along those lines, feel free to email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, or can you actually call me here at the office? That number is 734-513-6137. I'm here Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and more than willing to connect with you and help you get that rolling. I also want to just give a little bit of information. We do have another In Touch Interviews episode tonight airing at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're enjoying In Touch Interviews, we try to do them every month, and we will have somebody on this evening doing an interview talking about excess consciousness. So I want to wish everybody a very happy Monday, a happy November, and thanks again, and thank you for listening. Have a great day.